Big Joe here for B&W Plumbing, HVAC, and Electrical, your American Standard dealer getting ready for spring. It's time to spruce up your home for spring. And who better to trust than B&W Plumbing, HVAC, and Electrical? For over 60 years, they've been serving Central Indiana with integrity, hard work, and a commitment to excellence. Go to bpluswradio.com/radio to learn more. B&W Plumbing, HVAC, and Electrical is your trusted local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer serving Central Indiana for over six decades.
I'm so sorry you have just reached my answering machine.
It is 20 minutes after 10. You're listening to Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC, and we're going to get to your phone calls in just a sec. But first, a few things that are trending this morning. Four-time Indianapolis 500 winner Elio Castroneves has ruled out running next month's NASCAR season opener, the Daytona 500. He's not going to do it. Also trending, let's see here, Wendy's is bringing back their beloved Vanilla Frosty.
Oh, great!
I know you've been waiting, right? So they replaced it earlier with a strawberry one?
Yeah, it was like a peppermint Frosty, I think.
Right, and then they had the peppermint Frosty until November. Well, and they always have the chocolate, but Now the vanilla one is coming back as well.
So good.
Yeah?
Great.
Do you ever dip your fries in your Frosty?
No, that is gross.
No, that's awesome.
That's
salty
disgusting.
And sweet
that's
together?
Utterly disgusting.
Do you ever do that, Kevin? Please tell me you do.
No, I've never done that.
You know why? Because Kevin's a normal person. That's why Kevin doesn't do
I'm
that.
I'm fairly normal.
Yeah. My first job ever was at Wendy's.
Yeah, we're going to get to that.
Was at Wendy's. I was a crew leader.
Really?
Yes. And can I tell you a secret about how they make their chili?
Sure.
Okay, so you know Wendy's has the chili, right?
Yes.
And when they... The guy who's on the grill, he'll put all the burgers and he'll line them up on the grill.
Mm-hmm.
And people come in and order burgers and out they go. Well, there's a couple patties that will stay on the grill because they just didn't get served.
Mm-hmm.
And they get pushed off to the side, right?
Uh-huh.
And then at the end of the day, all of those overcooked patties that never got served as burgers go into a big tub.
Oh, no.
And then the next morning, they grind up that beef and that's what goes into the chili.
Oh, you just ruined it for everyone, Casey.
You're welcome. Try dipping your fry in your Frosty. It's good. You have to try it.
What is our last trending story?
Finally, Jay Leno says that he broke his collarbone, ribs, and kneecaps in a motorcycle crash just recently. Do you remember a couple months ago?
On top of getting his...
Yes. Yes.
He's like 100 years old. What is he doing?
Just a couple months ago, he had that accident with the fire in his garage where he had to go to the hospital and get some skin grafts. Well, he was up and moving around again, went on a motorcycle ride, and got himself in trouble again.
Well,
that guy's a daredevil.
Yeah. All right. So let's get to the phone call. So,
okay.
Casey, remember, this is the way all of our listeners should be.
Yeah.
Which is they should recognize how lucky they are to have us every single day. And what a real gift we offer them by opening up this voicemail line to the listeners, 317-684-8444. And remember we had the guy call yesterday about the Justin Bieber music catalog getting sold.
Mm-hmm.
And he was so upset.
Mm-hmm.
And then after being very upset about the Justin Bieber music catalog, he then proceeded to feel that the cherry on top would be to rip on Bruce Springsteen.
Right.
As though that guy's opinion of Bruce Springsteen would just ruin my day.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh darn it. For 20 years, I have loved everything about this dude's music, but the random ass caller on the voicemail line totally changed it for me. And we said, if this is the sort of behavior we're going to get, we're just going to shut the voicemails down because we don't have to take this. And I give this guy credit. I think he got the memo. He called back.
Hi, Rob and Casey. I actually called in yesterday and was talking about Justin Bieber and the Bruce Springsteen, and I had no idea how mean I sounded on the phone. I was actually kind of lighthearted when I did that. It sounded mean when I heard it on the radio, but you don't have to put this on or anything. I just wanted to apologize if it sounded mean. I was kind of just stirring the pot a little bit was all I was doing. I'm just not a big Springsteen fan, but anyway, my name's Jared. I live in Columbus, and I listen to you guys every day. Everybody in the world says that, but I enjoy the show, and sorry it sounded so mean. Thanks.
Wow. That's amazing. You know what he just did? The three-step process right there. You just witnessed it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He made a mistake.
He apologized, and now he's taking
That's
corrective
perfect.
Action.
That's exactly what we want out of our out of our listeners.
Do you think he was being facetious?
No, I think he was being serious. I think he realized he was going to get shut down.
Yeah, it sounded...
People need this show. That's what I tell people all the time. People need this show.
It sounded very sincere.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I thought he was being true there. That's great. Thank you.
All right. Let's see. What else did we get here? We got... I'm having a total brain cramp here, Kevin.
We got one that's titled Kevin Picks
Monday.
Oh,
yes. So Monday, it's Casey's day to pick the music. Monday, Kevin will get to pick the music.
Yeah.
And this listener had a little advice for Kevin.
All right, so Monday is Kevin's day, and we're going to hopefully have an Uno Gold so maybe we can hear what music is about. But, Kevin, remember, they're your songs, so you don't have to just play 90 seconds. You can play the whole thing, and the station doesn't have to pay any money out, so feel free to play the whole song. But remember, you're sitting at the master board, so reach up and turn off Rob and Casey's mic, or no one's going to hear your music. And when are we going to start taking submissions for Listener Choice Day? Mm-hmm. Better make sure it's a day Rob's not there.
That's some good advice there. Now, I don't know if I'm going to come out of the gate with my own music for my first day. Mm-hmm. I think I need to choose... Like some of my influences.
Wait.
Your first day.
Wait, look,
get a day.
Time out. When we come back, we're going to talk about this in a little more detail. But you're so into your band that you were handing out stickers to random dudes in a bathroom yesterday to promote your band. But you're on the most powerful media outlet in the state of Indiana, and you're not going to play your band when it gets offered to you? Really?
I think I should lead with my influences and then kind of, you know, give people some background
Kevin,
to see where I come from.
You were handing out stickers to random men near a urinal to promote your band.
It was not,
and you're not going to play your band?
All right, there's context. More context to that.
He's like, let me explain. Nope. Sorry, Kevin. We got to go to commercial.
All right. So we got one more call we got to get to here. The big question has been, where does Mike Pence live? There is some debate.
Right. Zionsville, Carmel.
Was it Carmel? And somebody called in who I think may be able to settle this for us.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Rob, you're dead wrong. Give me Bob Uecker.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's the wrong one. I'm sorry. We'll get to that one here in a second. Go ahead.
Yep.
I live in Carmel, not far from Crooked Stick Golf Course. And I can tell you that one of the Carmel schools where I go over and occasionally play tennis is very close to Mike Pence's home. I won't say exactly where, but he is closer to the Zionsville city limits than he is to 31.
Okay, so what? Is this a situation of a mailing address versus the real location?
He could live in a no man's land.
Yeah.
Here's what I think we should do, Casey, and I know Mike Pence, because Mike Pence knows me, and I know he's probably missed seeing me all these years. I think we should just figure out where that's at.
Mm-hmm.
We should put together a welcome package of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe first and foremost, we'll have that article that we talked about with Margaret Menge about how nobody in Indiana wants Mike Pence to run for president.
Yeah.
And then I think we should just politely just walk that up to his door and say, where the hell are we?
Uh-huh.
Are we in Zionsville or are we in Carmel?
Do you think he's even there? He's not even there.
I don't know. There's only one way to find out. Let's do it. We're coming, Mike!
No, we're not.
All right, so we got a whole bunch of voicemails about the TV shows yesterday. We had pondered where Sesame Street is on the all-time most important TV show, and we got a ton of phone calls about that.
Okay, we'll get to those coming up. It's 93 WIBC.